And welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen, happy to be joined by Ben Lieber, former Minnesota Vikings linebacker, also of Vikings Connected and the Vikings Entertainment Network, to take a look at some Arizona Cardinals film. This nice offense, passing, running, what are we going to see?
Well, it's a whole lot of Carson Palmer and just his savviness. I mean, he's a true vet, big quarterback, strong arm, but we're going to show you some things that he does really, really well.
You being a former defensive player and following the Vikings closely like you do for Vikings Fanline on the flagship KFAN radio, do you think it's easier for a team constructed like the Vikings defensively to play a statuesque type quarterback like Carson Palmer compared to, say, a Russell Wilson?
Yes. Facing a guy like Russell, as we saw this last week, super athletic. You do everything right up front, and everybody has to be very disciplined on the outsides to keep him contained. But yeah, it's kind of nice to face a guy like Carson, a little more pocket passer. They don't want to run around. They don't like to run around. They don't want to have any unnecessary hits on the outside. So that being said, they're really good in the pocket, though. They still get the ball out. They're still willing to take a shot. Yeah. So you're not going to scare these guys. These guys do not flinch. And that's the hard thing about playing these type of quarterbacks.
Cardinals are 10-2. Here we go.
All right, so check this out. This is Carson Palmer. This is what he does very, very well, right? Big quarterback, strong arm. And a strong arm, that means he trusts the tight windows and things of that nature. So you'll see the bunch formation down at the bottom of the screen. As I play this, watch the two guys up here. So you're going to see the safety drive on this route. This corner now has to drop off. He has no work. He has to get back here for these routes coming across the field. Well, he doesn't get back fast enough.
Ooh.
And that small window right there is just enough for Carson Palmer to trust his arm strength.
Very nice.
His accuracy as well, as we'll see on the end zone copy. I want to show you exactly how well he places this football. Look at that right there. That is a tight window if I've ever seen one. That safety, that corner getting back to play safety, he's trying to get there. Corner's in chase. He puts this football with this little fancy arrow right there away from the corner. Even if the corner did get back there, he placed it perfectly away from the defenders.
Wow.
That's how deadly he can be given enough time in the pocket. Now, the next thing we're going to take a look at here is, again, Carson Palmer trusting his arm strength. This safety right now, his eyes are looking right down here at these three receivers. Single receiver on the bottom half of the field. And this is what he does really well. It's not that he's going through progression of like 1, 2, 3 on the same side of the field.
Yeah.
He goes from one side of the field all the way across the field. So now he really stresses out this safety, leaving this wide open. And again, that's all arm strength. Tight window again. It's perfect. I mean, it's beautiful quarterbacking play.
And that's against a Cincinnati defense, by the way, that's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. You got Carson Palmer on the run. Big quarterback, doesn't like to run, but you got him on the run where he's uncomfortable. And what's he do? He still throws. But we talk about the platform, the foundation of quarterbacks. They want to have their feet set. Well, when he doesn't have his feet set, it doesn't matter. That's all arm strength. He trusts his arm to get it out there. So there's a variety of ways that he can beat you. Sitting in the pocket, or if you get him outside the pocket, he's got the arm strength to kind of get it out there. This isn't about Carson. This is about the guys he's throwing to, all right? Mm-hmm. Everybody around here in Minneapolis, we all know about Larry Fitzgerald. Now watch the effort at the end of this play.
Oh, did you see the hit Carson took before he delivered it? Look at this. You talk about a veteran standing in the pocket knowing he's going to get stuck.
Blasted.
Ah!
Blasted. So he feels that. He sees a blitzing linebacker coming unblocked, stands in the pocket, gets blasted, delivers to Larry Fitzgerald, who himself sticks out his arm and just pushes the guy 6 yards for extra, extra yardage. So, you know, it's not only just him that you have to worry about. It's the guys on the outside. Our guys on the outside, they got to bring the big boy pads because you don't want to go on national TV on Thursday night and have this local guy, Larry Fitzgerald, we all know how good he is, and beast you down the field.
If the Vikings are to win tomorrow night in Arizona, what are some keys that have to happen?
We got to get back to just what we know. We know how to run the football. 3 carries in the first quarter, right? Once they have established the football, run it. Run it, run it, run it. It does not matter if they shut it down every once in a while. This is Adrian Peterson. He's going to break one here and there. So you have to soften everything up because you're going to get those 8 and 9 man boxes. Perfect situation for a quarterback like Teddy. Now he just has to deliver down the field.